Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. I'm your host, Veronica Vilsky, and I'm speaking with Lucy Jones of Mount Carroll, Illinois today. Lucy was an Estela student in our Lima Peru school, and she has just begun classes in Santiago, Chile. Lucy, welcome, and thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So you are spending the summer between your freshman and sophomore year of college at the University of Notre Dame, attending more classes and immersing yourself in Spanish in Lima, Peru. Does it feel like just another Spanish class?
Actually, classes at Estela aren't like anything I've ever taken before. I've studied in Spain, Argentina, and at my university, of course, but I haven't ever really participated in anything like Estela.
And how so?
Well, at Estela, I think that the classes are a lot more laid back and casual. For me, I feel very comfortable taking class, and I'm never really afraid to ask a question or, like, make a mistake because the professors are really encouraging and easy to talk to. Right now, I'm on summer break, and although I'm studying with Estela, I don't have to worry about GPA or anything too stressful, so I think that this has allowed me to really let my guard down and, like, absorb the class material. Classes are really small, and I feel like I'm learning a lot, so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to spend a good portion of your summer in South America?
Well, ever since I started studying Spanish, it has been my dream to visit every Spanish-speaking country, and every country in South America speaks Spanish except for one, so why not start here? Last summer, I volunteered in Argentina, and I loved it. The summer before, I studied in Spain, and these are the most distinct accents in the Spanish language, so I wanted to try something more neutral. So Peruvian Spanish is perfect for this.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, Spain and Argentina are very different.
Oh, very.
In what area will your college degree and then your career be?
Right now, my intent is to have a major in Romance languages and literature, which consists of Spanish and Italian, with a supplementary major in German and a minor in Portuguese and Brazilian studies. It's kind of complicated, but eventually.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, eventually I want to be an interpreter.
In all those languages you listed?
I hope so, yeah.
Excellent. Have you been to the other countries that speak, like, Portuguese or German or Italian?
I've been to Italy. I went to Italy last winter, and then I have plans to study abroad in Brazil and Germany, probably.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Was it difficult to align Estela's Spanish immersion program with your degree requirements?
I'm actually not receiving credit for my major, so I don't really know if Estela aligns with my requirements or not, but because the trip has been more for myself, so I can secure my fluency in Spanish before focusing on the other languages.
That's good.
Yeah, but I've heard, I have friends who are here with their degree, and they said that everything went smoothly.
Nice. That's good to know. So how long did it take you to meet new people and friends at the school?
One day. Well, the school in Lima is a lot smaller than the one in Santiago, but the first day of class in Lima, I met tons of new people. When I arrived, I actually had the wrong classrooms written down on my schedule, so I went to the wrong classes all day. And so about halfway through classes, someone would come in and tell me that I was supposed to be somewhere else. But I think my own, like, stupidity broke the ice when meeting friends. that day, we all went to lunch together after class. So making friends is fairly easy.
Good.
Yeah.
What was your biggest challenge about doing a Spanish immersion program?
I think the biggest challenge so far has been remembering everyone's names. I have met so many just amazing people during this trip. And there are new faces every single week. So, I mean, to be honest, I've had the easiest time here. Nothing too challenging. No culture shock or anything like that. Yeah.
Okay. Can you share your not-so-delicious bonding experience with your fellow classmates with us?
Yes. Okay. So, like I said, we all went to lunch together on the first day. And none of us had scoped out the area before. But the school is close to the ocean, so we decided to find a supermarket and then eat in some park, whatever park we found. And after finding a market and going to the park, we began to eat, and it turns out we had all bought food that we had never tried before. I had these foreign fruits, a friend had this corn husk wrapped tamale, and the others had chosen their own Peruvian foods. But what was funny was that no one liked what they had chosen. The tamale was gross and cold. And the fruit that I had seeds that you just couldn't eat it. It was funny. And I think, yeah, we all bonded over our dislike for the food, I guess.
Have you gone on to find better food then?
I have, luckily.
Good. How are your grammar and conversation classes? I guess you talked about how they were different than Spanish classes you attended at your university, but can you talk a little bit more about how they're different or the same in ways?
Well, for me, last year I took at my university an advanced grammar course, and I think we covered a lot of material. So for this reason, I find the grammar classes easy, but a good review. For a conversation, we usually talk about each other's days, and it's very laid back. Then we play some kind of game to help with vocabulary and speaking. But like I said, the classes at Acela are a lot more relaxed than my university, so more focused on understanding concepts and applying them than it is doing homework and getting good grades and stuff like that. So it's been fun.
Good. What about your professors make them helpful in learning Spanish?
Because the class sizes are so small, it's so easy to see the professors as human beings rather than professors, and it takes a lot of the stress off, I think. So the professor at Acela, they really want to help you, and they're so easy to talk to. And I found that it's easy to learn when you're comfortable, and the classes with Acela, I feel very comfortable in. And I've had really great professors with Acela.
Yeah. What factors led to languages in general being one of your passions?
Well, it started with Spanish. When I was in high school, we had a foreign exchange student from Spain who, after her year in the U.S., she ended up being my best friend. So the next year, I traveled to Spain with her. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then I stayed in Spain for about 6 weeks. It was incredible. It was the first time I'd been out of the country. And after that trip, I was just determined to become fluent in Spanish so I could live in Spain one day. I was 16 when that happened. And then years went by, and I began to travel by myself more. And I think that traveling has really influenced my passion for Spanish and other languages.
Mm-hmm. So within a interpreter job, mm-hmm. is there a specific area that you'd like to focus on or just kind of see what happens?
I get this question a lot, but to be honest, I have no idea. Some days I think about taking the business track. Some days I picture myself being an interpreter for the government, for the UN. But what I think would be really cool is if I could one day teach, let's say, Spanish in Brazil or Italian in Spain or German mm-hmm. in Italy. I think it would be really cool to mix my languages in whatever I end up doing.
That would be. And good for your brain, too.
Yeah.
So what other types of people are there in your Spanish classes or in the school in general?
I've made some of my best friends in my classes, actually. I'm in the C2 level, so a lot of the people in my classes are either high school Spanish teachers or native speakers. Mm-hmm. In my classes, they're always a lot older than me, but I love getting to know them because everyone is so different. Everyone is here for different reasons, and it's really cool to meet them.
Good.
Yeah.
What qualities make someone a good fit or a bad fit for attending an Acela school?
What I've found is that although there are a lot of mixers and opportunities to meet people, you have to be independent and able to do things by yourself. If you're someone who always has to be with someone else or you're shy, I think that you might be a bad fit for Acela because I think that the school is what you make of it. I've met so many incredible people, but I think that there are a lot of times, you know, there are a lot of times when I have to be alone, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
This is fine with me, but I know that if I had been younger or less independent, I wouldn't have liked it as much. A lot of the students I found are people who are taking a sabbatical year or they're traveling the entire continent for 6 months trying to find themselves, or they've all quit their jobs. So I think that a lot of them are coming to Acela as independent people, and they're not here to buddy up with someone and be with them 24/7. So you really have to be able to be by yourself and be independent.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What types of after-school activities have you done?
I went to a lot of the events planned by the school. So in Lima, I went to Huaca Pucyana, which are the pre-Incan ruins in the middle of the city. Very cool. I went to Parisa de Titicaca, and I went to Las Islas Ballestas. But I think my favorite event when we went to the sand dunes in Huacachina, and we went sandboarding. it was incredible. The sights were just amazing, and it was a good day. I had a lot of fun.
How did you do sandboarding?
I actually didn't do it because I'm afraid.
Oh.
But my friend, it looked really cool when they did it.
Oh, that's awesome. Are there any longer weekend trips that you'd recommend to our future students?
Yes. So one weekend from Lima, I left on a Wednesday, and I went to Cusco until Sunday. I visited Machu Picchu, Moray, Maras, and other parts of the Sacred Valley. There in Cusco, I got to meet up with some friends that had left Lima before I did. And everything that I did, Acela organized for me, and I could not have had a better experience. So I definitely recommend, if you're studying in Lima, to make time to go to Cusco.
Mm-hmm. And did you do a bus or a flight? How did you get to Cusco?
I flied. I didn't have that much time to be there, so I just took a flight, yeah.
Awesome. How do you feel about the school's location in Lima, and then in Santiago as well?
Okay. It is perfect. So the school in Lima's weather is just incredible all the time. It's cloudy, but you're right next to you. Every morning I woke up to the smell of the ocean. It was just great. But the school in Lima is really close to the beach. It's in Miraflores, and that is the safest neighborhood in Lima. And for me, it's not too far from my host family's house. Every day I would walk about 15 minutes to get to school, and it's very convenient. Around the school, there are tons of restaurants, and it's just really pretty. It's in a good neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. I say, if you felt comfortable walking by yourself, that's a good sign, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And then what form of transportation do you use most frequently?
To get to the school, I would walk every day, like I said.
Okay.
Because I had classes from 9 to about 1 o'clock, so it wasn't it wasn't dark or anything like that. And I would usually walk wherever I went, but if I were going to other districts, If I were going to other districts, edit that out, please. I would take a taxi. I never had any problems with them, and I would just find one on the street, and they were really cheap. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Sorry. Can you tell me a little more about your homestay?
Yes. I chose to stay with a host family in Miraflores. And in the family, it was just an older couple, and they had a house employee that lived there. I really liked the house because I felt like I was with other people, but I was living by myself. The room was attached to the rest of the house, but I had my own bathroom, living room, and my own stairwell to leave whenever I want. So the setup was really great. Every day I would eat breakfast and dinner with the house employee or whatever who was home. And the food was really good and the family's nice. So it was a good situation.
Excellent. So what has been your favorite dish or type of food so far?
Well, a lot of the food in Lima is fried, so I guess I don't have a favorite meal. I mean, there's Lomo Saltado that is known for their ceviche. But Lima does have fantastic fruits, and so I really loved chirimoya and pacay. Pacay is coined as the ice cream fruit.
Oh.
There's a lot of exotic fruits there that I really liked.
Uh-huh. And what was the name of the one that you tried and didn't like? Do you know?
I have no idea. I just kind of, I didn't think about it ever since then.
Oh, that's funny. Have you experienced the nightlife in Lima?
Yes.
Okay, what did you do?
My friends and I, we would like to go to Barranco to go out. And in Barranco, there is an avenue right next to El Parque Municipal, that's called Avenida Miguel Grau, and it's just a string of discos and bars, and so usually they would offer us free pisco sours, and so we'd go there a lot. It was really cool.
Nice, no kidding. Yeah. So how do you talk to friends and family back home during your program?
Usually I just use WhatsApp or FaceTime to talk to them. These programs function wherever there's Wi-Fi, so I can use them whenever I have that. And they're really helpful when you're abroad, and they're free, so that's good, too.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
How is the Peruvian culture in Lima similar to or different than your hometown?
Well, I come from a very small rural town in Illinois, so they're completely different. Lima is a very busy city, but what surprised me was that Peruvians are not really concerned with time. I think that in the U.S., everyone is on a strict schedule, and we all have places to go at certain times, and everyone is rushed. But in Peru, I found that things take a lot longer because they aren't as worried with time. But other than that, people are people, and I think that no matter where you are, I think we're all like,
yeah.
It's just you have to wait longer. At restaurants, you have to call the waiter over to you, and then you have to tell them when you want the check. And it's just in the U.S., I think they just kind of shove everything on you to get you out of there.
Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
Yes. Well, my favorite Spanish phrase is not something that I learned in Peru, but it is something that I actually have tattooed on my ribs. It says, "Sigue tu flecha," which means follow your arrow. To me, This means this is a reminder to do whatever essentially makes you happy. I think that people will judge you no matter what you do, so I think it's important to do what you want to do. So I have "Sigue tu flecha" on my ribs, so yes, I guess.
I like that one.
Thank you. I do, too.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I guess just that I have had one of the best months of my life was with Acela in Lima, and I have made memories that will always be close to me, and so I 100% recommend this program, and I can't wait to come back.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Muchísimas gracias, Lucy, and we at Acela Spanish wish you mucha suerte in completing your time in South America.
Thank you.